The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Huge amounts of you getting in touch, answering the question I put to you earlier. Will you change your travel plans because of what the government have introduced, these new restrictions on international travel, that you will need a COVID test to come into this country, either a PCR test or a professionally administered antigen test? No such thing as sticking the thing up your nose in the comfort of your own apartment in Santa Ponsa. You have to go and get a doctor to do it. Liv from Leash says, my sister was due to fly to Spain for 2 weeks over Christmas, but has cancelled due to new rules and regulations. It's just too risky. Gareth says, I was meant to be going to Glasgow on Thursday for a 3-day break and coming home on Sunday. I've now cancelled my hotel and my wife is trying to move our flights to next year. There's no point us going for a roughly 72-hour trip if we have to do the antigen test or the PCR test. The UK didn't include Ireland in their international travel as we were in the common travel area, which Simon Coveney praised the UK government for doing. If you're wondering what Gareth is talking about, travellers from mainland Britain, not from the north, but from Britain, will have to comply with these rules. So anybody coming from Scotland, England or Wales is going to have to do the PCR or the antigen. Boris didn't include Ireland in their restrictions for people going the opposite direction. We just had to cancel our holiday today, says somebody else, that we booked in December 2019 for December 2020. We rescheduled to December 2021 and now we've cancelled again. We couldn't take the risk of being stuck abroad. Managed to change our flights to next year with an extra charge, waiting to hear if we will lose the cost of accommodation. And a listener in Kildare says, what about people already abroad who may not get a flight back by Friday? If they test positive, maybe you could have a whole family stuck abroad at huge cost. People returning home should be tested back in Ireland on arrival and then allowed to quarantine at home here. One suggestion from the Hard Shoulder listeners. Keep those experiences coming in on 53106. Let me know, have you changed your travel plans? Or are you going to plough on regardless? 30 cent is the cost of those texts on 53106. Owen Corrie is the editor of Air and Travel magazine. Oh, there's a few details people are getting in touch about things they'd like clarity on. Before we get to them, I mean, it's quite obvious, just looking at the text coming into me here, that this is really going to upend people's plans over the next few weeks.
Very much, Kieran. It's a bit of a mess. There's a lot of people, the time is running out on their vouchers or all the rescheduled trips that, you know, started sometime last year. And here they are looking for another reschedule of a reschedule of a reschedule. And there's a major question here. The message this sends out from Ireland to the rest of the world that we're fragile on travel. It took a long time to implement those measures in July that got us moving again. There is an emergency brake system as part of that. It was designed for arrivals into the EU from other countries. We've decided to implement travel restrictions on travel within the European Union. It's pretty much against the spirit of what was agreed, if not the letter of the law. And of course, we're following Portugal, who did it yesterday, and that created a little bit of puzzlement in the European Commission. I'd imagine they're looking at Ireland tonight.
I mean, some might suggest that we're just ahead of the curve, that every other country in Europe is going to do likewise. I mean, what are the sounds coming from Brussels?
The sounds from Brussels are that most of Europe is holding together. The countries that have implemented the emergency brake are using it for seven named countries in the environs of South Africa. We're unlikely to see any of the major countries moving. There are suggestions of flight bans. France moved with a flight ban, but the Netherlands has held firm. They're still allowing the flights from South Africa. We're pretty much... We were the only country to bring in mandatory hotel quarantine. We were the last. We implemented this 2 weeks after everybody else. We're pretty much dragging our heels in every way when it comes to reopening travel within the European Union. Brussels' argument is we are one unit, a bit like the United States is one unit, but Ireland has pretty much gone back into, reverted to the mode where they're one of the first things that they will take action on is in travel. And we don't even have a, it's probably a matter of time, but we don't have a variants of this variant yet.
Dave says, just cancelled our first holiday abroad without the kids since our honeymoon 20 years ago. Meant to be going to Tenerife on Thursday for 5 nights, and we're absolutely gutted. Somebody has texted in, somebody else in 53106, to say, can you ask Owen if there's any clarification on whether antigen tests for flight arrivals is needed for children under 12?
Okay. Oh, this much we know, that it's likely to be reintroducing the state of affairs that applied until July the 8th. That means that under the age of 12, you don't need a test. Now, that means your 12th birthday. It's not actually your 13th birthday. It's up to 11 years of age. But that's likely what we'll see again on Friday. Pretty much reverting to the situation before July, the regulations before July, with the important addition that an antigen test is now recognised. That was not recognised before July. And as you said in the intro, the home test is not being recognised. I would expect that something like a pharmacist's test would probably be recognised. But all of that is to emerge in the detail. The way these things work, Kieran, as you well know, is a minister makes a statement in the Dáil and a whole load of officials then spend the night trying to mop up the bits and pieces as to what actually applies.
Well, listen, Lisa is on the line. 1890 453106, I should say, is the number. Lisa, what were your travel plans for the next couple of weeks?
So we were supposed to go on the 24th of December for 2 weeks. We were going over to Cabarrois. We were flying into Alicante, renting a car, and we were going to do a road trip along the coast. So I booked a couple of hotels, but thankfully they were from booking.com, so I didn't actually pay for them. I just booked them. And then we were staying in Cabarrois itself for, that was our base for the 2 weeks. Benidorm for New Year's Eve, but no, there's no way I'm going now, not with all them new, you don't know from one day to the next what's happening. Like, now you have to have the PCR test, that's more expense on my holiday. And then I'm nervous. I have 2 children of a dog. So, myself and my partner were meant to go. Basil, he rang me today and he said, look, Lisa, we can't go. And I said, I know, we just can't go. What if we get over there, we get sick, we can't come home. And then, you know, there's more expense having that test as well.
And is that, do you mind me asking, you're obviously vaccinated?
Yeah, of course.
Obviously you were, because you're travelling based on the idea that...
was totally against that. And he actually said, you know what, because we're going away, I'm going to get vaccinated. So he got vaccinated just to go away, to be honest. Because, you know, obviously, it's everyone's right later on, and he didn't want to, but he did, to go away. And now, no, we just can't. So we're just having a staycation. We're going to go to Kerry for a week instead.
And so the fear was that you would, you'd do the PCR test or the antigen test to get home, and it would show up that one of you was COVID positive, and suddenly you'd be told, lads, you can't come home, you've got to stay in Spain for another 2 weeks, and you've got to foot the bill. Is that it?
Like that, like my friends are texting me. Like, my friend texted me a couple of days ago, Mandy. She texted me a couple of days ago. Stacey and Aoife texted me today, and all this new information. My auntie Cathy, everybody is texting me. My sisters, Paul, and everyone's just texting me with all this new information. I don't like the news, I don't listen to the news. And they were like, Lisa, look at this. And then today was the final. I just said, no, if I can't get home, I'm not going.
Well, listen, Lisa, at least let me wish you the best of luck with the staycation in County Kerry. I know you probably prefer if it was...
I have to stay at home. Yeah, thanks very much.
The sunny south of Spain. I know you prefer if it was the sunny south of Spain, but there you go. I'll tell you who is in the sunny south of Spain. John Kearns, columnist with the Mirror. John, what's the weather like?
Absolutely fabulous. Beautiful evening here, Kieran. 24 degrees today, clear blue skies. Place. Normal country, no panic, no hysteria.
And is that really the case there? Because look, I know I've been critical of people panicking and government panicking. I think maybe after everything people have been through, there's understandable amount of panic among some of the public.
Yeah, I just think people just need to take a step back at this moment in time. You know, we have to really wonder who's running the country. Is it the government or is it the health officials? You know, we seem to be lacking politicians who have any backbone whatsoever, and have been led by health officials here who are completely reacting over the top, in my opinion. You know, you come out to Spain here, you know, I left Ireland a week ago with my 82-year-old mother, and all we've heard is COVID from one end of the week and the other at home. You come over here and it's hardly mentioned with people. they just get on with it. People wear the masks out in the streets, into theaters, into the shops. No problem whatsoever. People respect each other. Social distancing, no hassle, you know. And it's not the COVID. You know, people have moved on from COVID. They've learned to live with it here. And you know? Now, the numbers have slightly gone up here in Aunt Lucia in the last week. The numbers today here in the Malaga area was about 900 new cases in this region, which was up by about 400 in the previous week. I think the rate is now 105 cases per 100,000 of the population. But there's no panic. I mean, I've just been listening to all the people texting in, and I feel so sorry for them. And honestly, I would tell people, just take a step back. You know, I did a lot of traveling across Europe this year, and I had to go into countries where I had to take antigen tests before I land, and had to be sure it was negative. And it was no big deal, you know. It's 50 quid to get an antigen test here in Spain, you know. And actually, you're probably more safer here because people tend to be more outdoors because of the better weather.
And John, do you suspect, though, because some people might suggest that, you know, you just don't notice the COVID coverage there, because I guess whenever you're on holidays,
no,
you're
in Spain. I do know. I see all the papers.
Okay.
And I'm listening to the news, Spanish news here on the radio, and it's nothing to the same degree as it is in Ireland. In Ireland at the moment, the coverage is nearly hysterical. You know, listening to all those poor people there who planned the holidays, you know, what they've done is the government has put the fear, and the health officials have put the fear of God into the nation, because we have a dysfunctional health service. You know, we've a population the size of Manchester. We spend 20 billion a year, over 20 billion a year on our health service, and we can't provide what we need, which is enough hospital beds to cope with COVID and cope with the health service, and to have 500 ICU beds. You know, going into this crisis, we had 230 beds. Then they upped it by 50. Now the time getting another 50. What we have a health minister now, and I don't agree with the protest the man says, but in my opinion, he's gone on about, you know, the kids shouldn't be going to a pantomime. And then they're coming out with all these new regulations, restrictions on travel. I mean, the thing about the UK, you can't go to the UK. So all you have to do is drive across the border, go to Belfast and get a flight.
That's the elephant in the room.
It's absolute nonsense. The Taoiseach needs it. Micheál Martin needs to take control of this, get some backbone.
Yeah.
Right? He really does. You know, and he has to put, they need to put everything into perspective. When my mother came over here and put the fear of God into the woman. She's 82 years of age and she hadn't been abroad in nearly 2 years. And she doesn't know herself to hear this week with the sun on her face, and she's not listening to all the hysteria on radio and television. And that's the fact of it. You know, people really need to calm down at this moment in time and take a step back.
Yeah.
This is no longer a COVID debt issue.
Well, listen,
it is a hospital capacity.
Yeah, it is. Look, and we've talked about that in show. And listen, poor Alisa, who couldn't get to Spain. At least, John, you're in Spain. John Kearns is a columnist with the Mirror, and he's talking about some of these issues and more in his column in the paper today, if you get your hands on it. Debbie is on the line as well. Debbie, you have travel plans as well coming up, is that right?
Flying to Florida to visit my daughter on the 23rd of December.
And
I haven't seen her since Christmas 2019, so it is quite a long time without seeing her.
Oh, wow. Okay, so 2 years you haven't seen her. She's based over there, obviously.
More or less. She's in college over there. She's playing soccer. So, yeah, I've missed all her games, and I've missed, like, the graduation night and all that type of stuff. Yeah, so it's been tough, like.
And tell me this. I mean, are you going to go ahead with the trip?
Yes, I sure am.
Wild horses
and
couldn't hold you back.
I get stuck in Florida. I get stuck in Florida, not Dublin. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I suppose if you get stuck in Florida, if you have to do a PCR test, I assume you'd be able to stay with your daughter, could you?
But she's on campus, so I'm not sure whether they allow me to stay after the...
So are you worried then? Because some people getting in touch, Debbie, have made that point, that their fear is that they go abroad, they test positive on the way home, and then they're landed with this huge bill of a fortnight's accommodation and new flights.
Yeah, well, look, all I say is I take personal responsibility for myself, and if I sanitise, wear my mask, keep my distance as much as I can wherever I am, I have as much chance of picking it up in Florida as I have in Ireland, do you know?
Yeah.
And I get to give my daughter a big hug spend Christmas with her. You know, so to me, it's worth the risk, 100%.
Well, listen, wish your daughter Merry Christmas from all of us here in the Hard Shoulder, Debbie, and thanks a million for getting in touch. Bridget is on the line as well. Bridget, what are your travel plans?
Oh, hi, Kieran. I'm travelling. Mine is much more kind of relaxed than maybe the other people. I'm travelling over to see the boyfriend. We're going off to Sardinia, off Italy, for 5 weeks.
Lovely.
Hopefully on Sunday. He's already there. Well, he's not in Sardinia. He's gallivanting through Europe on his bike. So he's going to come down and meet me in Rome in the next couple of days. And we'll have hopefully a lovely romantic reunion in Rome and then get a ferry across to Sardinia and spend 4 weeks there.
Oh, lovely. Rome is my favourite city in Europe.
Yeah, we went to the apartment for a month.
Are you worried then that these new rules might mean that at the end of your 5 weeks, the 5 weeks might become 7 weeks?
No, I would say I wouldn't mind getting stuck in Sardinia for 7 weeks, but I can't complain about that as opposed to being stuck in Kerry. That other lady, actually, she could stay in my house and mind my dog while I'm in
there.
Sardinia.
You are. Nice house swap for Lisa, yeah.
We could do a swap. But it's just the expense, obviously, would be the problem, a huge problem, if we had to stay an extra 2 weeks, especially if we've left the apartment in Sardinia and we've got back and we're in Rome and then we can't get back to Ireland, you know. But like that lady was saying about Florida, I mean, I'm willing to take the risk. I mean, I'm lucky. It's just me and him. We don't have children to worry about or other than Rexy here, you know, and he'll be grand. You know, he'll get over it. He'll get over missing me for 5 weeks or an extra 2 weeks. But no, I mean, it'll be a huge cost. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I would imagine Ryanair won't postpone my flight and let me take a new flight or so on and so forth. And also work. I mean, both of us will be due back to work on the 10th of January. So, and I'm self-employed, as is he. So, yeah, it will be a huge expense.
So, well, listen, we wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the trip, all 5 weeks. Even if it turns out to be 7 weeks, Bridget, I'm sure the dog will survive, as you say, for an extra couple of weeks. Owen Corry is still with us, the editor of Air and Travel magazine. People getting in touch with kind of questions and looking for clarifications. This listener says, I had to get a PCR test today for an event in London on Thursday for one night away, and now I'm going to have to get another one to return on Friday, which is crazy. Is that the situation, or I understand maybe this one PCR test for a short trip might cover that?
A PCR test will cover you for your trip over to see the match. It's 72 hours generally. It lasts 48 hours for the antigen. But here's the thing, Kieran. The antigen test is not very expensive. When people are saying they're cancelling because it's now required to get the antigen before they return, sit back and, you know, sleep on it. Because the prospects of failing it would mean that you would not be traveling anyway. You're not supposed to get on board an aircraft if you have any COVID symptoms. And for instance, the trip to Florida requires a PCR test on this side before you fly there. Doesn't require one or didn't require one until Friday in the other direction. Let's, you know, just weigh up the benefits of taking the trip and the cost of the antigen before we start cancelling everything. It's not the biggest deal in the world. Remember, we all had to do a PCR test before coming back into Ireland and even flying out to other countries up to July.
Yeah, but I suppose people's fear is, and you heard it from some of the callers, their own, it's not the cost of the test, it's that they fail the test and then it's the cost of being stuck abroad for an extra couple of weeks.
It's a very interesting one that most of the travel insurance companies ran away from COVID because they didn't know the potential cost of it. But now nearly all of them have policies that cover your 14-day extended stay should you have to delay your return home. Remember, there's nothing changed about that. You're not allowed on an aircraft if you have COVID. There's very big penalties when you tap your I agree for Ryanair. It says you don't have COVID symptoms or you're not suffering from it. So there's not much change on that side. What is changed is they're looking for evidence of the test, and they will look for the evidence at the boarding gate. Remember this, we've had denied boarding over European digital COVID certificates in airports like Malaga in recent weeks. They will look at the as you check in, and then at immigration they may check again just to make sure once they have your locator form, they will know. So the process is quite easy compared with when it was first introduced because of QR codes,
okay.
the ability to put it on the mobile pass. And before we cancel everything, just look at work out. The antigen test ain't as expensive as the PCR. That's a bit of progress. It's absolutely shocking that Ireland has, you know, the first test of our participation in the European travel system, we've stumbled over it.
Yeah.
That is an absolute shock. But from the customer's point of view, it's something that maybe we can put up with, and you know, it is an extra little hurdle, but it's not okay. as big a hurdle as it was before July.
The details change of the story, but the message remains the same in the heart shoulder. Don't panic when it comes to these rules and regulations. Don't necessarily pull the plug yet. You might still be able to enjoy that holiday. And remember, all of the, I suppose, that the people involved and working in aviation and the travel industry and tourism here and abroad, they are dependent on you taking that trip. Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, John Kearns, the Irish Mirror columnist, and Bridget and Debbie and Lisa. Thank you all for getting in touch with us here on The Hard Shoulder.